Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Nudia. So Heather and I have been working on content for you guys on social, and we decided to play this Never Have I Ever drinking game. It turned out to be a super hot mess, but it was super fun. So here's the audio, unedited, raw version. And then there is going to be a video version. So make sure to follow all of our socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Confessions of a Dating App. And here we go. Let the hot mess express begin.
No. Ugh. Actually, yes.
Confessions of a Dating App.
One, two, three. Stupid. I'm over this. What's going on? It's Heather Collins.
Hey, it's Nudia.
It's Confessions of a Dating App, the podcast, but we're going to play a game today, Nudia. What are we playing?
We're playing Never Have I Ever. So basically, if we've done the question that is asked, we have to take a shot.
Okay, who made up these rules? Because we're going to get real.
This is, I don't know. So pour the shots. We're gonna start, maybe not full shots right away.
It looks maybe. Like I'm cheaping out, but I already poured half a shot before we started, so.
It's a fake pour.
Sorry, not real.
Dramatic effect.
Sorry, not sorry. All right, question one. Let's go.
I'm so scared.
All right, never have I ever had sex with someone I've met through Tinder.
No, I haven't. Good for you. Let me just keep pouring for you.
That now. Wasn't bad. That actually goes down really smooth.
Really? Ooh, thank you to my guy who refinanced my house to give me this.
Sponsored appreciate by it. Refinancing House Guy.
Yeah.
Pop. That was great. That went down easy. Okay.
All
that was
right.
Just the first shot. Okay.
If these questions are like this, I'm gold. Okay.
Never have I ever cried in public.
Oh, fuck me.
Cheers!
It does not go down smooth at all. Oh my god. Nope.
Our chaser is White Claw, by the way.
Sponsored also by White Claw. Oh yeah, we're doing half shots, Nudia. We're gonna be drunk
okay.
Too quick.
I'm like two in.
All right.
Two for
oh
two.
Oh my god.
Oh right, and two.
One. How many questions are we going through?
10.
Fuck me. All right,
okay.
Go.
Okay.
Never have I ever sent someone nude pictures of me.
Are we talking like fully nude?
Just take
like
the shot.
Are
just
we talking
take the,
like
you
have to ask.
But I
yeah, if you have
boobs.
To ask. Oh, that's nude. Cheers.
Damn it.
Drink up. Oh my
fuck
gosh.
You, OG. It's getting easier. All right.
How many are we in?
Three. Oh my god, dude. We're already halfway through the fucking bottle. Go ahead, next.
Okay, never have I ever ghosted anyone.
No, I haven't.
I've never ghosted. Yay!
We're not assholes.
I tell them before I'm not going to talk to them again.
Oh,
so it
so
doesn't
nice.
Count.
Never have I ever loved someone, Seth.
No, I have loved someone, so I don't.
So we take a shot. Yes,
I've never loved someone.
Yeah, do you have? You have.
No,
you said it on the podcast.
No, I did not.
You said it. Yes, yes, you have. Okay, cheers. Oh, she tried pouring into my. No, I'm gonna be so drunk by the end of this.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers.
You were big.
Why have I got? I've gotten everyone.
You obviously are a much bigger, worse person than I am. Just go on. Next question.
Never have I ever stalked my ex on Instagram.
She has to take two. You have to take two now for that.
Now we have an audience. Oh no.
Okay, what if it wasn't my ex? What if it was like his
I've
girlfriend,
the
his
exes,
new girlfriend,
the guys that I haven't dated? I've stalked them all.
Everyone.
Okay. That would hurt.
Hold on, what numbers?
Yeah, what number are we on?
Is anyone keeping track? All right,
never
next.
Have I ever faked headaches or other physical ailments because I didn't feel like having sex?
No.
No!
Woo! All right, we got to be on
We're coming up. We're coming up. I think we're on six?
Seven?
I don't know. He could put the right number right here. Watch, we're like way off.
We're on number five.
Okay, never have I ever... drooled on my partner while sleeping.
No.
I don't believe I have.
I don't think so either. We're not gross. We're ladies.
I've drooled like
on a
for
pillow.
Sure, yeah, on a pillow. I don't
I've
think
never,
I've
never, but you know, I don't fall asleep.
You don't
like
cuddle,
on someone.
Yes, yes, yes.
I always end up
Space,
moving at the end of the
six
night.
6 feet.
So high five, we don't drink. Woo. Go.
Okay. Never have I ever farted in front of my partner.
Oh, yeah.
I have. Yeah. Cheers. Okay.
Why do we have to use that question? We're ladies. We don't fart. We don't poop either. That would be a date tech calling me.
Screw your date.
Okay, here we go. All
right.
Okay, never have I ever broken up over text.
No. I always get broken up with because I'm crazy.
I think it's happened. Yeah, no, it's happened in person. I'm pretty sure.
I'm crazy.
Never have I ever been so drunk that I couldn't find home anymore.
No, I've always made it home. That's good. That's an accomplishment. That's good.
There's got to be the last one, right?
Let's do three more.
Never have I ever taken a pregnancy test.
Cheers, buddy.
I take one like every month because I'm fucking hypochondriac. I'm like, I
you're,
don't know.
You're also very bored and paranoid.
Thank you, This is why I don't have sex anymore, because I'm like, oh, then I don't have to worry about if I'm pregnant because I don't have sex.
Now I'll still worry about it.
I didn't have sex. I'm still pregnant. I must
I'd be like, what if it was from like 5 months ago and I'm like 6 months pregnant?
And then all of a sudden I'm on that show. I didn't know I was pregnant.
Never have I ever dated a friend's ex.
No.
No.
Nope.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm a good girl.
Well, actually, I have something to tell you, really. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Are they saying
No. We have to bleep out his name now.
Bleep!
Never. Some of these are fucking stupid. Never have I ever went on a date just to hurt another person.
No. I don't even like going on normal dates. Yeah, like, you have to get ready and stuff.
Who the fuck wants to go on dates? They're awkward as fuck. And 9 out of 10, someone doesn't like someone, and then someone's upset.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get drunk, so you're starting to get the real answers. Okay.
I'm feeling real good. Woo!
Here's a good wrap up. Never have I ever had a threesome.
No.
No? I mean, is it like...
You need a fucking drink,
no,
bitch.
No. Hold on.
Drink,
like, what is
bitch.
A threesome?
I didn't do no, it. I'm an angel.
No,
we know who the angel is. If you have to ask...
I was just kissing, though, so it doesn't count. It's like a three...
Your three-way kiss. That's threesome. Go.
Will you take it with me? It's the last one.
No, fuck you. I'm a good girl. You're a bad girl.
Tally-ho.
So who wants to date who now?
You're not. You're crazy. You're literally the craziest person I know. All right. Should we do something for a wrap-up? Should we say something as a wrap-up?
All right. Well, that was fun. Stay tuned for next week when we get drunk because of another reason we want to get drunk. My name's Heather Collins.
I'm Nudia.
And thanks for listening and watching Confessions of a Dating App. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.